Alaska has close to 11,000 registered aircraft. That's a lot of planes, and keeping the pilots and passengers safe is a big job. This week, airport operators throughout the state convened in Anchorage for 2 days of updates on flight standards and air safety. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Clint Weiss is a manager with the Federal Aviation Administration's Alaska Region Flight Standards Division. The division works to ensure air safety and to reduce the incidence of serious injury accidents. Weiss told conference listeners about the challenges faced by air operators in Alaska.
287 public use land-based airports, there's over 700 recording landing areas, and every mountaintop, riverbed, lake, and stream out there is a potential landing area for somebody in Alaska.
The state has three FAA districts, Fairbanks, Anchorage, which stretches from South Central through the Aleutians, and Juneau, which covers all of Southeast. Not only are air carriers a big economic driver for the state, air travel is the lifeline of rural Alaska. And bush operators have their own set of challenges. Weiss is fond of showing his listeners a photo of a bush plane on a village runway.
Right there, that pickup truck is the belt loader, the forklift. It's the station manager's office. The right front seat is where he keeps his records. And so it's not necessarily your standard operation.
Weiss says some of the factors that lead to air accidents can be avoided. Risk tolerance heads the list. That means acceptance of dangerous conditions, such as a poorly maintained airport, weather, or an inexperienced pilot. That's where flight standards come in. FAA inspectors respond to risky conditions at airports by conducting inspections. Those inspections are often specialized, depending on the time of year, such as the tourist season. Weiss says last year's unusual tally of three mid-air collisions in Alaska has prompted new efforts in the state.
In Alaska, we've actually got a group that's right now working what I call the frequency issue or the frequency congestion issue up in the valley, kind of trying to come up with interventions. Then there's also another group that's working the Lake Clark Pass area, coming up with VFR checkpoints, kind of help pilots identify their positions.
Weiss says the division would like to see one accident for every 100,000 air hours. I'm Ellen Lockyer.